Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my friends. CK here. I know I said I would be doing these episodes every fortnight, but I've decided to do a bonus birthday one. And, as a wee treat to myself, I'm off to watch some unicorn racing. Folks who normally listen know that I go through a bit of history and origins of a wonderful creature, but this episode is going to be a bit different. Still going to be fun, but I'll just be following me and the wee man as we go to the races and interact with some folk. It's a big occasion. The races, not my birthday. It's an annual event that's held in high regard, very well organised, and a whole load of fun for those in the know. The fact that we've been sent an invitation is a really big deal, and it's a great, great present. Obviously, as this is not your standard race event, the way that it is done is that the invite contains coordinates that lead you directly to the landing bay, and safety is then guaranteed for guests and participants. The guests who attend have obviously got a variety of different ways of getting there. What I'll need to do though is input the coordinates into the CryptoCycle computer, hit the 5 miles an hour, and one pop later, I'll be at the races. I have some preparations to do before heading off. As you can hear, Finn is helping get stuff ready. So, I shall now insert a time dissolve. Okay folks, we're on the bike. Loaded up and ready to roll. Let's crank this bad boy up to a metaphorical 11. Here we go! A very good afternoon, CK. Oh, and hello there, Finn. Gazok, how are you, old man? Very good. Very good indeed. I'm helping out an old friend as a greeter before going to enjoy the festivities. That's cracking. Perhaps some tea later? Oh, not today. Today's gin day for Kazok. I shall treat you to one later. Solid plan. We'll see you soon. I drive over to Parking Bay in 1973. They're all personalised. My and Finn's name are emblazoned in tartan upon the wall, shining like a welcoming beacon. We get ourselves parked up and head towards the auditorium. And as we wend our merry way, I notice some familiar names on the other parking bays. Hopefully, I'll bump into some of them later. I need to mention something about these races now. Some of you may be thinking that the unicorn racing is possibly cruel. I'm glad to tell you folks that it's the unicorns themselves who actually do the event. Unicorns are one of the most magical creatures you can get. This is very cool, but of course the more magical a creature is, the more sought after they are by unscrupulous dealers and evil hunters. Unicorn horns are supposed to be good remedies, you see, for poisoning, fevers, plagues, And of course, treatments to put some strength in your strides. So because of this, unicorns have had to lead a lot more secluded lifestyle for their own protection. They still have a good life, don't get me wrong. They just have to be a lot more careful in thinking ahead. The amount of magic needed to make it safe for all involved is vast, and is stockpiled ahead of time by the unicorns and any other being that wants to contribute, and that's normally quite a few. It then gets sent to unicorn headquarters, as it were, and then unicorn elders perform spells that make the event 100% safe and secure for all who attend and participate. Once the spells are in place, then it's just a case of anchoring a place outside a time and then sending the coordinates to the guests. As we walk around the concourse, I see some events advertised that I want to check out. Definitely want to see the Haggis motorbike display team. Very curious as to how they do that. And definitely want to see synchronised Nessie swimming. Here's what it says on the poster. Watch as the Nessie twins masterfully interpret the songs of the Black Eyed Peas through the medium of watery dance. Why, their humps, their lovely Nessie humps. Finn is looking at me, sniffing the air. He's good, this boy. He's sniffed what will be his place for the day. His butt is wiggling 10 to the dozen as we walk towards the hut. The hut, and that's how you have to say it, is the name that's given to a magical venue where companions and other animals can cavort with other companions and hairy beasties. It's not just a hut, by the way. When you get inside, there's an expanse of fields, hills, rivers, forests, all that kind of thing. I don't know how the unicorns do it, but they TARDIS this bad boy up. There are black dogs here. Yes, those of death-related mythology. But not to worry, folks. They aren't a danger. They are still dogs, after all, and enjoy a good runabout. We've got werewolves here. They, of course, can choose to be human or wolf, and to be able to feel freedom and protection is a huge pull. So more often than not, the wolf wins the day. It's a safe zone. It's a place for those animals and beasts to relax for at least a day. As for Finn, well, he loves to run and jump and play, so the hut is perfect for him. Okay, wee man, are you... Well, okay, I'll see you later then. I keep wandering round and there's amazing things to see here. Lots of rides, lots of stalls. Ooh, toffee apples. I'll be right back, folks. Ooh, that was tasty. Oh, there's some leprechauns. I wonder what kind of gold they'll be using to pay with, Jicky Scamps. That, my friends, is the sound that the races shall be starting in half an hour. I'm not a betting man normally, but this is the only time that I have a little flutter. I've got my racing magazine, and I shall now use my tried and trusted method of picking a winner. Now, where is my pin? Only kidding. I go by colours or amusing names like everybody else. Okay, let's see here. First race, the 220, has 6 runners. Let me just check the names here. Okay. We have Bananas Are Weird. Shergar 2, this time it's personal. Stop Using My Horn as a Ring Toss. Barney. My Other Unicorn is a Pony. And finally, the Purple Behemoth. That's the one. I've found my winner. I make my way to the betting stands. There's so many of them. There has to be, though. The place is full to the brim. And there's such a good vibe coming from the place as well. I find a line, wait my turn. I can hear the guy at the front make his bet.
Hi, and welcome to my bet.
I would like to put $10 on Chuckle Muscles riding in the 4:30 p.m. race. Here you go, sir. Thank you. And now, on with the race. Huh? Who knew he did that all the time? There's one other being in front of me as a cue. Very tall, pretty broad, and the feet, wow. Not massive, certainly big. I wonder who they're going to put their money on. Initialize bad American accent voice. Hey, how you doing? Gets me $50 on Bonnie. Here you go, sir. Thanks, buddy. And have a nice day. I'll catch up with him later at the next annual Big Feats and Associates barbecue. I place my bet with Tina the Tout, 20 big ones and the purple behemoth, and then I find a good vantage point to watch. Let's see what's happening up in the commentator's box. Thank you for joining us today at the annual Unicorn Blow Your Own Horn event. The place to come for anyone and anything to be themselves and be proud about it. I'm your commentator this afternoon, Flanagan the Talkative, and I am joined, as always, by my colour commentator, Chesney. Say hello, Chesney. Hello, Chesney. Tell me, Ches, what does a colour commentator do? Well, I'll look at the runners and I'll tell you what colour they are. Thank you, Chesney. You're welcome, Flanagan. Okay, ladies, gentlemen, creatures and creepy crawlies of all ages. The runners are at the gate. They're lined up. And we're off. The blue one's leading. Thanks, Chiz. This is a 2-mile flat race that was meant to have 6 runners, but Sugar 2, this time it's personal, has not shown up. The hot favourite is Bananas Are Weird. So far, unbeaten this season. At this stage, though, it's stopped using my horn as a ring toss with an early lead.
Yeah, the blue one.
Thank you, Chesney. After half a mile gone, it's stopped using my horn as a ring toss, followed by Barney. Behind Barney is the purple behemoth with Bananas Are Weird. My other unicorn is a pony bringing up the rear in a distant fifth.
Luke Flanagan, the red one's making a snatch for the lead.
That's right, Chiz. Barney has increased the pace and he's pulled up alongside Stop Using My Horn as a Ring Toss. Meanwhile, the favourite, Bananas Are Weird, seems to be peeling from the pack. I wonder if this is a plan or is he just slipping up? We've had a mile of the race gone and it's Barney with a slender lead over the purple behemoth. Stop Using My Horn as a Ring Toss seems to be flagging after a very strong start. Bananas Are Weird is still a bit behind but holding on, and my other unicorn as a pony is actually making ground on the pack.
The green one's belting along, Flanagan.
Couldn't agree more, Chiz. My other unicorn as a pony has already caught up with Stop Using My Horn as a Ring Toss and has in fact passed him. The energy is gone from this young unicorn and he's fading rapidly. Won't be his year this year, but with that positive start, it's looking good for down the line. We have just half a mile to go and the pack is starting to gather.
Look at the purple one, Flanagan.
Good spot, Chiz. The purple behemoth seems to have stepped up a gear and is now level with Barney and actually edging in front. Look at this, though. The favourite is showing why he's so highly regarded. After a very slow start, Bananas is now level with Barney and just behind the behemoth. But is it too little too late? Oh no! My other unicorn as a pony is pulled up. Such a shame. That boost in the first mile must have taken its toll on him. He waves a hoof to show he's okay and gently pulls to the side to polite applause.
There's a mini rainbow at the front, Flanagan.
You're right, Chiz. With just an eighth of a mile to go, we have a 3-way tie for the lead. The crowd are growing crazy with excitement. Who will it be? The line is approaching. Does the purple behemoth have the slight edge? It's too close for me to call. Here's the line, ain't? I'm sorry, folks. I've got no idea. This is going to have to be decided by photo finish. Me again, folks. Well, that was exciting. My unicorn is in with a chance, but we'll have to wait for a few minutes while they figure it out in the photo finish. While we're waiting, let me just mention just now that as well as having a full episode next Friday, I am working on a special Halloween episode as well. One featuring certain classic movie monsters in a way that you will never have heard before. Oh, they're about to announce the winner. Ladies, gentlemen, and all other guests, the winner is the Purple Behemoth. Hey, folks, good times being had. My winnings will be used wisely, as long as wisely means treats for the wee man and chocolate for me. Righto, my friends. Thank you for joining me on this birthday bonus episode. I've just seen Kazok and his family, so I'm off to have me some gin and giggles. Till next time, slantia, your good health.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.